1. You hear a boy telling his class about a music workshop he attended with other students from his school.
So, as you may know, some of us went to a music composition workshop last weekend, and it was brilliant. We took part in a range of musical activities, such as composing short pieces in groups, inspired by poems the organisers had brought along. They were all musicians in big orchestras, and trying out our ideas with their guidance was such a great experience for us. Their input was amazing. If we'd never tried music composition before, we might have struggled, though, as it was still quite hard to pull our ideas together and capture them in music. But our results were good, and it was a great weekend. So, as you may know, some of us went to a music composition workshop last weekend, and it was brilliant. We took part in a range of musical activities, such as composing short pieces in groups, inspired by poems the organisers had brought along. They were all musicians in big orchestras, and trying out our ideas with their guidance was such a great experience for us. Their input was amazing. If we'd never tried music composition before, we might have struggled, though, as it was still quite hard to pull our ideas together and capture them in music. But our results were good, and it was a great weekend.
Two. You hear a girl telling her friend about a long train trip she went on.
How was your trip to your grandparents' place? It's about 4 hours away by train, isn't it?
Well, I'd prepared for it. I had some reading to do for our history project with me.
And it was a really hot day.
Yeah, I was expecting to feel boiling hot, but luckily the windows were all open, so it was bearable. The train left the station late, though, and it crawled along slowly in places, so the journey really dragged.
Right.
Anyway, while I was doing my reading, I was also listening to music. And at one point, my earphones came out of my phone, and the music played really loudly in the carriage. Luckily, no one complained about the noise.
Great. How was your trip to your grandparents' place? It's about 4 hours away by train, isn't it?
Well, I'd prepared for it. I had some reading to do for our history project with me.
And it was a really hot day.
Yeah, I was expecting to feel boiling hot, but luckily the windows were all open, so it was bearable. The train left the station late, though, and it crawled along slowly in places, so the journey really dragged.
Right.
Anyway, while I was doing my reading, I was also listening to music. And at one point, my earphones came out of my phone, and the music played really loudly in the carriage. Luckily, no one complained about the noise.
Great.
Three. You hear a theatre actor giving a talk to some drama students.
As you may know, audiences sometimes think actors turn up to a theatre night after night, perform exactly the same play, everyone claps and they go home, and that's that. Well, if that was true about the job, most actors would give up. We prefer our work to be interesting and take on a wide range of roles to test our skills, rather than doing the same old stuff all the time. I'm currently performing as a character who's my opposite in every sense, and that creates lots of challenges for me. It's a difficult part of the job, as I have to think and behave in a completely unfamiliar way, but it's absolutely worth it when it all comes together on stage. As you may know, audiences sometimes think actors turn up to a theatre night after night, perform exactly the same play, everyone claps and they go home, and that's that. Well, if that was true about the job, most actors would give up. We prefer our work to be interesting and take on a wide range of roles to test our skills, rather than doing the same old stuff all the time. I'm currently performing as a character who's my opposite in every sense, and that creates lots of challenges for me. It's a difficult part of the job, as I have to think and behave in a completely unfamiliar way, but it's absolutely worth it when it all comes together on stage.
Four. You hear a girl talking to her teacher about her homework.
So, what's this about your homework, Karen?
Well, it took me a while to decide what to write about, but I decided on ancient castles in our country, as they're fascinating. I've been looking up lots of stuff on the internet and in encyclopedias, and have made loads of notes. But now I've got so much information, I don't know how to get it all in order and start writing my essay.
Sounds to me like you've been overambitious. You need to limit the topic you're looking at. Could you do that, do you think?
OK, I'll try. Thanks, Mr. James.
So, what's this about your homework, Karen?
Well, it took me a while to decide what to write about. But I decided on ancient castles in our country, as they're fascinating. I've been looking up lots of stuff on the internet and in encyclopedias, and have made loads of notes. But now I've got so much information, I don't know how to get it all in order and start writing my essay.
Sounds to me like you've been overambitious. You need to limit the topic you're looking at. Could you do that, do you think?
OK, I'll try. Thanks, Mr. James.
Five. You hear a girl phoning her mother about a friend she was supposed to meet.
Hi, Mum. Just ringing to say that I didn't manage to meet up with Katie after all. I waited for ages and I was beginning to feel really annoyed that she was so late. Anyway, I decided to phone her to see if she was on her way, and it turns out I'd actually suggested tomorrow to meet rather than today. So that was really silly. She was at the doctor's when I got through. She's hurt her foot, but hopefully she'll be okay. So we've rescheduled for next week instead. Let's hope we manage to meet up this time. Hi, Mum. Just ringing to say that I didn't manage to meet up with Katie after all. I waited for ages, and I was beginning to feel really annoyed that she was so late. Anyway, I decided to phone her to see if she was on her way, and it turns out I'd actually suggested tomorrow to meet rather than today. So that was really silly. She was at the doctor's when I got through. She's hurt her foot, but hopefully she'll be okay. So we've rescheduled for next week instead. Let's hope we manage to meet up this time.
Six. You hear a science teacher talking to his class about an experiment they are going to do.
Now listen, everyone. As you know, we're going to try and create some mini volcanoes here on the sports field today. Now you've got your clay volcano shapes that you've made, and each one has got a glass container inside, hasn't it? So now I want you to mix the vinegar I gave you with a large spoonful of soap. You don't need to be too precise about measuring it. And pour that into the container. Then wrap the baking powder you've got in some paper and put that into the container too. Watch what comes next carefully, but stand back, as the volcano could erupt without much warning. OK, let's get started. Now listen, everyone. As you know, we're going to try and create some mini volcanoes here on the sports field today. Now you've got your clay volcano shapes that you've made, and each one has got a glass container inside, hasn't it? So now I want you to mix the vinegar I gave you with a large spoonful of soap. You don't need to be too precise about measuring it, and pour that into the container. Then wrap the baking powder you've got in some paper and put that into the container too. Watch what comes next carefully, but stand back, as the volcano could erupt without much warning. OK, let's get started.
Seven. You hear two friends talking about a carnival that has just taken place in their town.
Did you enjoy the carnival?
I guess so, although my mum kept saying it wasn't like it used to be years ago. But as I can't really remember, I couldn't say. It was great to see all those live bands performing. You don't get that much around here.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. And I noticed there were some people playing that used to go to our school. What a brilliant opportunity for them.
Really? I didn't notice that. But the bands certainly meant lots of people our age attended.
It's quite rare to see them turn up to anything held around here, isn't it?
That proves the carnival was a success, then.
Did you enjoy the carnival?
I guess so, although my mum kept saying it wasn't like it used to be years ago. But as I can't really remember, I couldn't say. It was great to see all those live bands performing. You don't get that much around here.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. And I noticed there were some people playing that used to go to our school. What a brilliant opportunity for them.
Really? I didn't notice that. But the bands certainly meant lots of people our age attended.
It's quite rare to see them turn up to anything held around here, isn't it?
That proves the carnival was a success, then.
Eight. You hear a teacher talking to her student about a story he's written.
Michael, the story you submitted for your homework was fantastic. You've always written some really imaginative stuff, but you must have been very inspired when you sat down to write this latest one.
Thanks, miss. It just seemed to flow through my fingers onto the keyboard, somehow. I almost found it hard to know when to stop.
Well, professionals read their work again after a few days, then go back and edit it. That might be something to consider to improve it even more.
I know what you mean, but then I sometimes seem to end up questioning my original ideas.
Well, you do have to approach writing in a way that suits you. Michael, the story you submitted for your homework was fantastic. You've always written some really imaginative stuff, but you must have been very inspired when you sat down to write this latest one.
Thanks, miss. It just seemed to flow through my fingers onto the keyboard, somehow. I almost found it hard to know when to stop.
Well, professionals read their work again after a few days, then go back and edit it. That might be something to consider to improve it even more.
I know what you mean, but then I sometimes seem to end up questioning my original ideas.
Well, you do have to approach writing in a way that suits you.